I'm here with Clay Okabayashi at the Los Angeles Alternative Car and Transportation Expo. You're with General Motors, Live Green, Go Yellow, one of your big slogans as you promote Flex Fuel and E85. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we're here with Flex Fuel vehicles and also a Saturn View hybrid vehicle. So we've got both hybrid technology and our ethanol E85 efforts.
There was a big announcement at the LA Auto Show this past week from Rick Wagoner, who announced that they are committing to putting out an alternative plug-in hybrid in the Saturn View Green Line. Talk about that for a minute.
Right. We've got a strong market approach to the hybrid market. It's really a three-prong approach where we have three different levels of hybrid technology. One is what's on this Saturn View here, and that's at the dealerships available now. We have what we call a two-mode hybrid system coming in about a year from now, which gets us bigger fuel economy gains with that system. Then we talked about a plug-in hybrid system at the LA Auto Show. And that type of technology is very exciting because it could achieve us up to 70% fuel economy gain over a base hybrid platform.
And you also have the BAS system as well. Talk about that a little bit, the belt alternator system.
Yeah, that's what's on this current hybrid that's out available at dealerships right now. You get about a 20% gain over a standard Saturn View gasoline engine with the BAS type system. The beauty there is it's a low cost system. I mean, this Saturn View hybrid is marketed right around $23,000 as a starting point. So it's a very affordable hybrid alternative, where the other hybrids that we've got coming up are going to give you greater fuel economy savings, but there'll be a little bit higher price point.
You don't have to go broke to go green.
That's right. That's the slogan. Okay.
What is driving this drive to go green? Is it consumer demand? Is it other automotive manufacturers who are in the space and perhaps taking market share away from you? Is this something that you're being forced to do and looking at the realities of the buying public and the industry right now?
No, I mean, it's really a strategy that's being employed. That's where the marketplace is going. The marketplace is growing. Obviously, we're getting better educated about where we are in energy. And energy is such a huge part of everyday thinking now, and we're just playing to that area. General Motors has done so much in that area. I don't think we've done a good job of communicating to the public what the technology advances that we've had within our vehicle platform. So now we're trying to come with a concentrated message to go after not only the hybrid technology, but also the Live Green, Go Yellow with the ethanol, and you know, being able to get us off of an oil petroleum-based fuel system into a renewable fuel system. So, and that's what it's really all about.
Basically, you know, go where the consumer goes.
Consumer goes. The consumer demand's growing in that area. Interest is growing. Judging from the interest here at this show, that's, you know, it's going to hit a chord with the marketplace out there.
The E85 is primarily a corn or a soy-based ethanol. Is that correct?
The E85 currently is probably about 80-90% of its corn-based mm-hmm. technology. Mm-hmm. Now, the future, which is exciting, is moving toward a waste-type feedstock.
A cellulosic ethanol. Is General Motors doing anything to spur the development of that?
Certainly, we're trying to help spur the development of fueling stations. That's what we need. We need to have convenient fueling station locations so consumers will make that choice. So we're doing a lot of things on our end, whether it be marketing, educating the public, so forth, about this good renewable fuel that's available here and trying to spur that technology.
Is there a magic number that General Motors has to reach in order for this technology to be deemed a success?
Well, I think already it's a success as far as we're concerned, because we've got 1.5 million vehicles out there with this technology. We're producing 400,000 vehicles a year with this flex fuel technology. So,
well, really, what about the hybrid? Is there a magic number that GM has to reach for that in order for it to be deemed a success for Saturn and then to go to other brands?
Well, at this stage, you know, it's new technology is being released right now. I don't think there's a magic number per se within the corporation right now. We just have to look at, because we've got a different approach, we've got three different technology out there, we're going to see what the consumer demand drives us to really market out there.
Do you think it's going to be one technology that's going to be out there, or is it going to be a mix?
No, I think what we need to have, I don't think there's one technology that's going to help us through this energy equation, really. I think you're going to have choices for the consumers, because certain products may work well for a certain segment of the marketplace, and another fuel or another type of technology would have to work in another part of that marketplace. So depending on that market segment, and we're not just talking consumers, we're talking fleet business also. And those fleets, they may have a niche market that the consumers won't appeal to the consumer. So I think in this marketplace, the different type of fuels and technologies are all going to be a little bit different. They're all going to help and find a place here to help us with our energy needs.
And here at the Expo, you know, we're seeing a lot of electric vehicles that are targeting the niche market of fleet vehicles with electric chargers that only go about 25 miles an hour. Is General Motors targeting that segment at all, or planning to in the future, or looking at it at all?
Well, we're certainly reviewing that market. Obviously, we've been a leader in that industry with the EV1 and the electric vehicles that we had in the past. Currently, right now, we're studying that marketplace, but we have no announcements at this time.
Well, we'll hopefully look to hear more in the
future. Stay tuned.
Okay. Clay Okabayashi of General Motors, a pleasure having you on the podcast today.
All right, thank you.
For the Next Gear, I'm Matt Kelly on PodTech.net.